From the Sarigamp School of Nursing, Fractured Nursing Procedure Number 35, Foley Catheter Insertion, Male. Brought to you by those friendly folks at Yellow River Drainage Systems. Our motto, we never met a bladder that could beat our bags. And now, our host, Nurse Fanny Scratchit.
Thank you, and welcome. Male indwelling catheter insertion poses a unique set of potential obstacles. Number one, many men experience stricture as a result of prostate problems. Number two, the male urethra is 6 to 8 inches long. That's a hell of a long way to push. And number three, some men can be pigs. And that's why we decided that male insertion needed a special segment. Now, to properly perform a smashing male Foley catheter insertion, we must follow the nursing process.
A. Assessment.
Determine when the patient has voided last and the amount. Check the bladder for distension by palpating or percussing just above the symphysis pubis. It is a safe bet that if you can play the drum solo from Wipeout on the patient's bladder, it is time for a Foley catheter.
B. Nursing diagnosis.
We may choose one of several nursing diagnoses given the above assessment. The obvious one, of course, alteration in elimination. But that is so predictable and just a bit passé. No. Today's holistic nurse needs to look at all the domains of humankind and view the patient as a whole, not a hole. Or better put, the whole is the sum of its wholes. Other appropriate nursing diagnoses might include spiritual distress related to unanswered prayers, like, "Oh God, I wish I could pee." And don't forget, ineffective individual coping. Urination is a process that is at the base of Maslow's hierarchy. It is hard to become self-actualized when your bladder is about to burst.
C. Planning.
In planning for the procedure, we must first examine our goals. Number one, to manage urinary retention or incontinence when all other methods have failed. Oh, yes! Number two, to facilitate accurate measurement of urinary output in the critically ill patient whose output needs to be measured hourly. Number three, to prevent untimely and repeated requests like, "Nurse, bedpan!" Number four, to provide more leisure time for the nurse. Part of the planning phase is to review the equipment that you might need: a Foley catheter insertion kit and the proper size retention catheter. Use a number 8 to 10 French for children, a number 14 through 16 French for adults, and a number 30 French for egomaniacal neurosurgeons.
D. Intervention.
Explain the procedure to the patient. Include the rationale behind the procedure and the approximate length of time that the catheter will remain in place. Use the directly proportional Foley time is to the number of call lights per minute ratio to estimate the length of catheterization. Reassure the patient.